Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stevie B!
Well, this isn't Stevie B's voice, but it's Stevie B!
Oh, man, look
at
know. You.
I don't know what's going on here, dude. I'm talking real low like this now.
It's really cool. Mean, that's cool, though. You can do, like, I don't know, is it who you sound like, Mickey Rourke or something? Like, something, some badass.
It's like a combination between McBain and Peter. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, dude. My wife and daughter are like, will you stop talking like that? I go like, I can't help it, man.
I can't help it.
I can't
So. You're a little grumbly.
Little horse. We're going to see how that works out for me tomorrow at work. I don't know. But
you guys are back to work tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
What day is it today?
Tomorrow. Today's Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah, we're back.
Oh, that's right. I work on Friday.
Yeah, you work Friday. I work Wednesday, Thursday. But it's funny because I think I'm picking up some scenes I did before the break. So I'm going to have a different voice Wednesday. It's going to be amazing.
Do some steaming and
I'm going to have to. I will. I've been trying. Yeah. I've been gargling with the hot salt water and, you know, just trying to make it better. So
how many days is it? Have you sounded like that?
Two now. Yeah, two. So I think I'm at the end of it. It was
are
weird.
Are we working together on Friday? Because if we are, I'm so glad
I'm
still wearing masks at work. I don't want to catch your heebie-jeebies.
I agree with you 100%. That's why masks are awesome.
Masks are awesome.
So because we did great on the road, right? I mean,
yeah,
we were awesome on the road.
Right.
Like, and then I get home
and your
my wife gives it to me.
Right. That's amazing.
And I don't know if she got it from one of our kids or what, but I'm like, come on, man. I survived 10 days on the road. It was beautiful.
Right. Beautiful. Oh, that's crazy. You know, what's so funny? You know, we got back and then
we got back. And then
the next day I jumped on a plane back to Florida.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
I have never spent so much of my time in Florida.
Well, it's fun. Florida's
in all different parts. Like, so we were in West Palm, then we were in Tampa and Orlando, and then I was in Jacksonville, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
If I had hit the panhandle, I would have hit the whole freaking thing.
How was it? How was it?
It was awesome, man. Like, so I was there for the ROM celebrity golf tournament, which is a celebrity golf tournament to benefit St. Jude.
Yes.
And what's cool about it, it's basically, you know, Kevin, they gave him a tournament that, and it was pretty much modeled on a tournament that Patrick Warburton from, you know, I think his on Seinfeld, he was putty. What was it?
I don't know,
he was on Rules of Engagement. He's the spokesperson for National Car Rental. Like, you know, Patrick Warburton. Anyway, he's done this tournament out in Palm Springs for 10 years. So the structure is the first night of it is a Thursday. It's a singer-songwriter night. And it's I texted Scott Reeves because he knew all these people on stage. So it's
That's crazy.
These people that have like number one records in Nashville telling the stories of how they wrote their number one hits.
Sure, it's awesome.
And singing songs.
I went to a bunch of those in Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the first night. The second night is the pairing parties and then the jam. So listen to this. And they all do like, I posted a bunch of these on Patreon.
I saw that.
So
it's awesome.
Like,
I was watching everything through Patreon.
David Cook, then Uncle Cracker, then Better Than Ezra, then Sugar Ray, then you know, it just kept going and going. And then it ends with Alice Cooper and they're all doing like, they do like two or three songs. It's
amazing.
It's not like you're doing a full set.
You're getting the best of, you're getting an essentials right there.
Yeah. It's like, it's, you know, somebody said, this is like, wow, this is music. St. Jude fashion. Or you remember those records? Like, wow, this is music 1991.
That's awesome.
That's what, anyway. So, and then, golf is Saturday. And then Saturday night is they have this incredible band called Six Wire, which is a basic, you know, house band, but they tour on their own. And then all the guests that can sing, like, go out and perform a song. So Kevin did one. I did one.
What did you
Richard
sing?
I did Take Me Home Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then, you know, Richard Karn from Home Improvement comes out. Christopher Jackson, who played George Washington in Hamilton, was there. He came out and did a Stevie Wonder song, song.
Well, you know he can sing. So
holy.
Was it crazy?
Holy crap. Oh, wow. Mike Mills
That's
from
amazing.
REM Mike Mills from REM is there. He played the first night before, but then he comes out and sings a song. I have video of my daughter singing backup for somebody singing. And then Mike Mills has his arms around my kid singing backup. I'm like, they have no idea. Like,
what's happening?
It's just nuts. And then second day of golf. And then, and my team won third place in the net, not the gross.
Yes.
But the net.
Nice.
Meaning like, since I'm not a very good golfer, we got a lot of extra points.
Right.
So, but anyway, so that was the weekend. It was awesome. In the first year of the ROM, this is the third year. Last year was a, you know, virtual version. They went from raising, the first year they raised about $700,000. So they were aiming for like $800,000 or $900,000. They raised $1.13 million for St. Jude Research Hospital.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable. It was great. So cool. We flew back yesterday. We had a 9:30 flight on American. We got up at 6 to get to the airport because we had to return cars, about a 45-minute drive. As soon as we walk into the airport, ding, canceled.
Canceled. You were going through Dallas, apparently.
Yeah, no one's going through Dallas.
Well, no one ever should go through Dallas, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm always late or delayed or canceled there. Always.
So, and then I look and they're like, sorry, we're unable to rebook you on anything else. And so I go and I look and I, because the line is wrapped around.
Of course.
Yeah. And they're like, there are no other flights today from Jacksonville to Sacramento. No other flights.
Wow.
So I'm like,
what'd you do?
Okay. Just Google flights. There's a flight on United. There's a flight on Delta. So they were leaving around the same time. I was like, let's see what the weather's like. Let's see. Is there weather in Atlanta where the Delta flight connects? Is there weather in Chicago where the United flight connects? Yes, right. There's thunderstorms in both. And there's thunderstorms in Jacksonville where I'm flying out of.
Oh, gosh, dude.
So I'm like, so I bought both of them because you can, in the first 24 hours, you can get a refund, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I held on to them. So we actually left the airport. One of our buddies hadn't returned his car yet. We left the airport, drove down to the beach, went to the beach, had brunch, full of sand, covered in sand.
Got covered
awesome.
In sand, back on a plane.
Back to the airport. So thunderstorms are about to roll into Jacksonville. If we take the Chicago flight, if we get delayed out of Jacksonville, we won't have time to make our connection in Chicago.
Sure.
Delta has a 3-hour layover in Atlanta. So that's a safer flight, but we get in earlier to Sacramento on the United and have better seats.
Yeah.
So we'd prefer to take the United flight, but if it gets delayed at all, we're kind of screwed.
You're dead. Yeah.
So comes down to the wire, boarding on time. So we check our bags in the United flight. We get on the United flight. We're sitting on the United flight.
No.
They close the doors.
No.
We're like, great. Captain comes on. Ladies and gentlemen, there's weather all up and down the East Coast. We're going to be delayed for about an hour and a half.
Oh, you're dead.
And that's exactly our time, our connecting time.
Yes. Yeah.
I ring the call bell and I'm like, hey, there's a flight over there to Dallas. Is everything to Atlanta that's connecting? Is everything delayed out of here? Or is it just you guys? She's like, I don't know. You can go out and ask if you want. I'm like, great. Okay. So I run out and the guy's at the sealed doors. The door's already been closed. He's like, if I let you out, you can't come back in. I was like, well, my family's on that plane. He's like, all right, I'll leave the door open for you. Go. So I go over to the Delta thing and I was like,
that's
have you
very
canceled
nice.
This yet?
They don't do that stuff. Dude.
They don't do that. I was like, have you Ever. Canceled this yet? He's like, I was just about to. You can get on this flight, but you got to come right now. So I call Kira and I'm like, what do you think? If we get on this flight through Atlanta, we'll get home tonight, but our bags are on this other flight. What do you think? She's like, let's do it. So she grabs all the bags, grabs the kids, runs out. We get on the Delta flight and we made it through Atlanta, made it home. And it just so happened that our bags still made it on the United flight. So who knows? We might've made it too, but so we got home,
we got home,
to the Sacramento airport, went downstairs. Our bags were in the United baggage hold. We went home. Worked out brilliantly.
Yeah. So that's, you know, cause I, when I flew home from Nashville, I stayed there for an extra day and a half and, you know, I was connecting through Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. So I had an early flight connect to Dallas, land here, like at whatever, 1:45 or something. And, you know, at midnight, ding,
oh,
delay. And, you know, there it's like at Dallas, it was delayed and they don't hold the door open for you. I've been there where they've actually closed it and they're like, too bad.
And right. With like 15 minutes left before departure too. They're
Oh, we boarded it. This is ridiculous. Here. Right. So I just rebooked a flight straight through from LA. I just had to get up at like 3:30 AM, but I landed here like at 9.
Yeah.
I was home by 10. It was amazing. So anyway, enough with the airlines.
I know that was just like my kids were basically up for 24 hours straight, up at 6 a.m. for an early flight. And then we didn't get home until 2 a.m. Pacific time, which is 5 a.m. Florida time.
Are they done in school? Are they done?
Oh, yeah, they're done. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay.
So it is 11:45 California time on Tuesday. Finola has not woken up yet. So
she's
sleeping it off.
She's out. She's out.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm glad you had fun, man. But
we are continuing with our Emmy chats. And
yes, we are.
We are delighted about it.
Yeah, we are. But let's talk about Port Chuck real quick before we do.
Oh, yeah.
So my birthday weekend.
Yes.
June 28th is my birthday. I think it's the 26th, 27th. We're having a summer concert and celebrating my birthday with Port Chuck. It's going to be awesome.
Your voice will be better by then.
Yeah, it will be. I've been talking to Scott about a few songs. So, you know, we're starting the process. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big week. It's Emmy week. It's birthday week, which I don't really care about, but it's going to be fun to hang out with you guys and sing songs.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be amazing. So go to patreon.com and check out the little concert thumbnail and get ready because it's going to happen.
Well, what I love about those things is, you know, Port Chuck, our Port Chuck events online have just been parties, basically.
And
now that we're comfortable with that format, especially, like, how fun to just know that, you know, who knows, and we may have more to celebrate. You may bring an Emmy with you. Who knows?
Oh, who knows? Yeah.
Maybe. But it'll be a celebration because the night before we will be celebrating daytime, and that'll be fun. So per usual, we'll have a concert to start. And then we'll have a Q&A afterwards, which is, you know, just as fun. So, we'll have both events back to back. And, if you want to join us for the concert, you get the concert and the Q&A. If you just want to join us for the Q&A, that's fine too. So, patreon.com/stonecoldandthejackal, or you can just go to stonecoldandthejackal.com and click on exclusive asset. Exclusive access. Let me say that again.
Try that again.
Exclusive access.
Yeah. Try that again.
You might find a little bit of the other there too, but
and we'll put the little the Port Chuck poster up too, so they could just click that too. So
yeah. So and then, you know, we're just getting into July and August with our tour dates.
Oh boy.
Go to stonecoldandthejackal.com to look at all of our tour dates because
capacities widening, I guess that would be the word. So
yeah,
it's selling pretty great now.
Yeah,
which is incredible. So
just an idea. We're hitting Oklahoma City, Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Columbus, Grand Rapids, Chicago, Burbank, Boston, Pelham, New York, Philly, Long Island, Levittown, Manhattan City Winery, Albany, New York, Newtown, Connecticut, West Nyack, San Antonio, Houston, Addison, and Phoenix, all between now and September.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that's something. That's something. So we're excited to see you all out there. We had such a great time in May. We know we're going to have a great time over the summer.
Yeah.
So,
we are going to continue with an Emmy chat today, another one, which is awesome.
Yes. We absolutely adore this lady. And we're so thrilled for her that she's nominated for yet another Emmy. I'm excited to hear how many it is at this point.
Yeah.
But none. There is no number that is too many for the brilliant Carolyn Hennessy.
We love Carolyn.
Do you have a trapeze in your backyard now?
I've always had a trapeze. Let me move the microphone so everyone can hear me.
There you go.
I've had a trapeze at the end of my driveway for the last 8 years.
Unreal.
End of your driveway.
At the end of my driveway. Yeah, at the end of my driveway. So, you know, no cars can park in the garage. Whatever.
Right. You have a bar?
The bar, the static trapeze, not the flying trapeze.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that similar to, I don't know, like a gymnast in like a single bar, like rather than the on parallel bars, do you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. It's
okay.
There's, because there are ropes, the aerialist does many more things in the ropes, and you twist around and you hang by your feet and you hang by your neck.
Sure.
And you spin around in the ropes and you do kinds of all these things. So the single bar, it's like for gymnastics, you're just spinning and right. And you do these kind of crazy things on. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Well, cool. Well,
yeah. Look at us kind of, I mean, we're just kind of like, just tiptoeing into this. But I enjoyed that conversation, so we're gonna keep that. People come to this podcast to learn.
Know Carolyn. We know Carolyn does the trapeze.
But
Carolyn,
what? Hi.
How many nominations is this now?
This is four.
That's four. A good number.
So last year was for Studio City, correct?
Yes.
This year is for GH.
Is for
obviously.
GH.
Yes, for GH. Supporting actress. That's huge. Congratulations, by the way.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So.
And Bradford.
I'm here.
I'm going to kick some ass next year.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I imagine we'll talk about this. Well, shit, we can talk about it now. The way, because I remember as a supporting character, sometimes when it was two episodes, that was a challenge. Like
huge challenge.
Huge challenge to piece together an Emmy tape. To pick two episodes where you had stuff throughout the episode. You might have a scene or two that you really liked, but then didn't necessarily have a full episode. With this current configuration, you can piece together a really cool tape.
Isn't it, what I think, 15 minutes of whatever you want?
Yeah.
Right?
So what did you put together, Carolyn?
Do you know, really, are you ready for this? There are many things that I don't remember what I did. I just know that I think the thing that got everyone kind of went, what? What's that? Was the Alexis intervention episode.
Mm.
By the way, these are my hands, and they now have rosin on them. I'm just, so if when I, people see my hands, it's like, doesn't she wash her hands? No, I came off the trapeze.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is the internet videos are not clear enough to understand. Your hands look perfectly clean to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So I think that that's what it was, because the way it was written, Diane had to write a letter to Alexis. Mm. She couldn't simply speak extemporaneously. She couldn't just, it wasn't just an off the cuff thing. This is her best friend who's killing herself.
So you guys, I need some backstory here. Yeah. So you guys are actually best friends on the show.
Alexis and I,
Why are you laughing, Bradford?
I don't know.
According to Diane. Diane has a few other friends.
Okay, so no, I just wanted to be clear. So you had to write a letter to your best friend because she was killing herself.
Alexis and Diane are like this. We're like sisters, and we have been for many, many years.
Ooh, I should watch.
Their scenes are great.
Oh, well, I can imagine.
Right.
So Alexis is killing herself. She's drinking herself to death. I mean, really. And so Sam and her and the other kids, they arrange this intervention, and Diane is going to be there, and also one of the Cassadines. Who's the Cassadine?
Nicholas Cassadine?
No. Maybe he's not a Cassadine. Someone else is there.
The guessing game. Who else? Is it a male?
Who was involved with Nina?
Male or female? Oh, Valentine.
Yes. Okay. Is Valentine a Cassadine?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Had the last name right. So Valentine is there because he also
knows doing great.
What Alexis is going through. So Diane asks to go first because it's incredibly difficult for her. Sorry, I'm going to turn this off.
Is that a wind chime?
That sounded natural. That didn't sound like a phone ringing at all.
Like my landscape artist is at my door. I mean,
yeah,
that's your video doorbell. It's very lovely.
Yeah.
Well, because it does seem like
loud.
Okay. All right.
Yes. He's weed whacking.
Yeah. He's doing something.
So Diane asks to go first, and she cannot speak extemporaneously because it is simply too difficult. She's about to lose possibly her best friend, her anchor, you know, the woman that keeps her on the straight and narrow when she herself goes off the path. So she's written this letter, and it was very difficult for Diane, for me, to get through. And I think that it was compounded by the fact that Nancy, as Alexis, is stone cold. Mm-hmm. She just is not having. She's not hearing any of it. She thinks she poo poos it all. She's angry that people aren't letting her drink in peace, And yeah. and she becomes very sarcastic and really curt. And that puts up an extra barrier for Diane to have to get through. Mm. And it wasn't easy at all. And wow. then she mocks Diane at the very end of it. And just it went, kind of went through me like a knife. And I think that people kind of went, oh, it's yeah. killing her. It's killing Diane. This is it's not she's watching her friend kill herself, but it's killing her. So that was the main scene that people got to. And then there were other scenes like in the Port Charles police station that where Sam and Diane are also confronting Alexis. So there was that.
Thinking about that scene that you just described, who knows what you did in the rest of the episode, right? I mean, that might have just been like act four and five. Who knows? And you can really piece together, and for a character like yeah. yours that has so many different sides, you know, has a lot of different sides and can do a lot of different things. Yeah. How cool to be able to show off, you know, the highlights.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And hopefully be able to string them together so that nothing's so out of context that people go, yeah. well, what? I don't know.
That becomes the challenge, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'll tell you what actually happened at the end of that scene was I got an alert on my phone. Sam got an alert on our phone that the restaurant had been blown up.
The floating rib.
The floating rib had been blown up. So we raced.
Oh, that's when that was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to reopen it as the exploding rib.
The exploding rib.
No, I actually like the format of the highlight reel. It's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
It gives it levels the playing field for a lot of people, which I think is very fair.
If you have a chunk where things are where it's a bit of a narrative and things can be explained, then you can tack on, as I say, you can tack on bits and pieces of other scenes that relate to that.
Yeah.
And people will know what you're talking about.
Well, sure. And I mean, because I judged a little bit this year, so I could see how people did it. And, you know, if someone has a lot of great scenes with a certain scene partner, even if those scenes are months apart, if it's with the same partner, you can really you can feel the relationship, and it feels Absolutely. Like a through line, even sure. if they're not even if those conversations are not necessarily related to the same specific storyline of that week,
right.
it still tracks, you know? And so that's, yeah. you know,
and
so
for someone like me, I'm lucky in that respect because the number of individuals that Diane actually works with on the show are relatively few. It's
right.
you and Steve and Nancy and Maurice when he's not dead.
Not in Nixon Landing Place.
Not down the What's river.
Down the river. Down the river. Right. Yep.
Right.
That's
and
right.
Carly.
And Carly.
And that's basically it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad list of people though. Let's be
are
real.
Are you kidding? Please.
Yeah, that's
I think the company that I keep is what pretty... got me the nomination.
Well, no.
I wouldn't say that, but
that's amazing.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I mean,
I was so excited for you just because I know how hard you work.
Honey.
You're always prepared. You're so professional and so good at what you do. So I was so excited that you got, I texted you first. Actually,
yes,
I got the text. I got the text in the car. And I didn't know the nominations were coming out. We were driving to some show. I don't know where we were.
We were somewhere in Florida a couple weeks ago.
and I got the text from Linda. And then I'm like, who else? And she sent me, and I go, that's awesome. I was so excited.
Yeah. Well, I am thrilled for you.
Well,
so
thank
thrilled
you.
For you.
Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by Best Fiends. So Steve, yes. I spent a good portion of my last week on a plane.
I know you did.
And dude, I don't have, okay. So like I used to have access to Wi-Fi on planes. For like, because I had a thing, but that all changed. Things change all the time.
Sure.
I didn't have Wi-Fi on these planes, and I could watch movies. But you know what? I was just compelled to do for most of the flight.
Play Best Fiends.
You are absolutely correct.
I
couldn't stop. I could not stop.
Well, it's a great game.
Well, and also it just, you know, it was comforting. I had my kids with me. They were on their iPads. My wife was watching a movie and reading a book. And I was like, I was trying to watch a movie. And for some reason, I just wanted to play Best Fiends instead.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's an amazing game. You know, guys, we've been playing this game for a long time. Easy to travel with.
Oh,
it's free to download. It's just a great mobile puzzle game.
That's right.
That's right. We can't put it down, man.
We surely can't. So, and the cool thing was, I also played golf last week. I just had these moments where I had like just a little bit of free time here and there. And
that's awesome.
Best Fiends, you know, besides my wife and family this week, was like my best friend. You know, and you weren't around. So
no, I wasn't. So yeah, it is
dependable. It was like my ride or die this week. So that's awesome, thank you. Dude. Thank you, Best Fiends. If you like solving fun puzzles, Best Fiends is for you. There's way more variety and strategy than you'll get from, I don't know, smashing candy round after round. So, you know, Ooh. We love it. We know you will love it too. There's always something new to play. So guys, download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends, 100 million downloads. Get it.
Get it. This week's That's Awesome is also brought to you by Indeed. Steve, we saw around the country this past week that there are some challenges in hiring.
There sure are. I mean, especially, you know, COVID's kind of, I guess, winding down. Let's say people are going back to work. There's a lot of jobs available. And it's not always easy to find a reliable, quality person.
Right. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. You just post, screen, and interview all on Indeed.
Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster.
Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard.
Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy with tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately, and Indeed skills tests that on average reduces hiring time by 27%.
Imagine what you could do with all that extra time. So gosh, you can choose from more than 130 skill tests, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet those. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed.
Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/That's Awesome.
Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/That's Awesome. Say it again, Steve.
Indeed.com/That's Awesome. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Indeed.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
So this is your third for GH?
It's my second for GH.
Great.
And then the last, there was one for the Bay, the series, which.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
To win. And right. Then last year for Studio City. And I mean, I'm not expecting anything, but the nominations for online series actors haven't even come out yet.
Oh, ooh. Good.
What do you mean?
So Studio City online series, as opposed to a network series, as opposed to like, you know, The View and the GH and all that kind of thing. So all of those nominations have been announced.
Yes.
And right. The only ones for online series have been Best Online Series Comedy and I think Best Online Series Drama. So it's like the big.
Yeah.
So the, I guess we would be considered the Creative Arts Emmys.
Interesting.
So we will know who won the Best Online Series on the 25th, but everything that trickles down from that, lighting, the direction, direction on the 25th, whatever. But the actors, their Emmys come in July.
Wow.
Yeah. Otherwise, the show would be 15 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's true.
I submitted myself for Gloria for Studio City again. So, you know.
You should. Why not?
It's a crapshoot.
It is. Last year was the online stuff on the same night, or is it always been there at the creatives?
That's a really good question.
And the online series,
I think it was the creatives.
Okay, because yeah, the online have never been mixed in with the broadcast, right? In terms of the acting categories? No.
No, but this is the first time that the best show online will be announced on the
Studio City got nominated, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
That's awesome. Right.
That's cool.
I mean, have you guys seen it? It's okay if you haven't. Because
no, we have seen it. Yes.
You have seen it?
I've seen the whole thing. Yeah.
I am so proud of that show.
Yeah.
I am so proud of Sean Kanan for taking this dream that he had for at least 3 years before we ever started production on the first half of season one and just sticking with it. And what he has managed to do is kind of extraordinary. And the great thing is that he's got this director, Timothy Woodward Jr.
Yes.
Who is, if he's
a big, he's a big director, by the way.
Yes, he is. He is. Yeah. Because during the filming of Studio City season one, the second half of season one, I looked at him and I said, okay, enough is enough. I love this show. I'd like to get paid for something. How about that?
Right.
So maybe you bring me on your next feature. Just, you know, because I'm shameless. Just,
yeah.
He right.
And he did.
I mean, and well, look at that.
Wow.
He brought me to Atlanta and I was 14 days in Atlanta. And,
working on
a Lifetime show. It's like, thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah. Squeaky wheel and all that.
Squeaky wheel. And I am really squeaky. I'm really squeaky. So squeaky. That's amazing. Timothy is smart enough and secure enough to know that if I come up to him and I say, I would really like to say this, and this is why. Because I think that this, it's not in the script, but it feeds so beautifully into what we're trying to do. And he just goes, go for it.
Well, because he's got enough confidence in his craft that he can see his vision through just about anything, probably.
That's it. Yeah. And he's not said no to me, but I know he will say no if it's like, nah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
Awesome.
So those Emmys are going to be in July.
So nice. Now, do you know anything about what is your expectation for the night of? In terms of what your experience will be, do you have any idea?
Oh, we do.
As you know, as Steve knows, we're all going in on Sunday, and you're going to be there, right?
Yeah. So what they've done was we go to a studio, we walk a red carpet with the media.
Okay.
And so they get pictures, they get interviews, everything they normally would get, and they'll cut it into the regular show.
Oh, amazing!
And we also do speeches.
Yeah, the acceptance speech is there also.
Yeah. So I guess we're not zooming in. I guess it's all going to be pre-taped.
Yeah, it is. And you know, the whole speech thing's weird, right? Because we had to do it last year.
Well, yeah.
And to
actually, I don't know that because I wasn't nominated.
Last year I just had my daughter do it and it was awesome. And it was great. Yeah. And she was awesome. And I was trying to do it this year too, but not, you know. So it's like,
maybe I'll bring Arbuckle, my little carrier mix.
I mean, I don't know. So it'll be interesting.
Because you recorded them from home though. You didn't go someplace to record them.
We didn't record them. For the creative arts, which was Studio City, which, you know, I was up then.
Were you queued up live on Zoom or something?
Queued up live on Zoom. And whoever won, we all just disappeared and, you know. She got to take it.
They emerged from
At least you know,
like for this one, like, you know, I've had an acceptance speech in my head many times and I've never said it out loud for any sort of reason.
Yet.
Sure. Thanks.
Yet.
But that's cool that you get to deliver it like, you know, all out as
I'm
it were.
I'm still going to take a piece of paper up with me. I mean, sure. I get to put on a gown and I get to do my hair and makeup.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to take a piece of paper up with me because I am terrified, not of much, but of this. And that is forgetting someone. Forgetting someone that I owe it to.
Right.
You know, what I'm holding in my hand. And so when I won for the Bay, the series, I walked up pretty gown.
It's not a bad idea.
With a white piece of paper.
Not a bad idea at all.
Because I do not want to.
Are you going to be giving your speech with a dummy Emmy in your hand? Do they give you one to hold?
That's I see.
We don't really know, dude. Like, we don't know all the details, so it's going to be right. interesting.
Anyway, sorry.
Someone just asked because we were sent. It was a mass email to the nominees for General Hospital, and they said, "This is where you're going to be. This is what you should look like. This is what you're going to be doing, etc." And
don't wear a black T-shirt, Steve.
And wear a black T-shirt and a leather jacket. But someone wrote back and said, "Will there be food?"
Always an actor.
Actors want the free food. Yeah, no, I got a custom tailored suit, dude. It's amazing.
Look at you.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you should be helpful.
Okay, great.
That's what I'm gonna say about that.
Okay, great.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
So that's amazing.
Well, it's funny. He and I are hanging out later that weekend. We're actually doing a Port Chuck concert the next day.
Where?
His birthday.
We have a studio that we do it online. We do online concerts now. So
you're a Gemini birthday?
Cancer.
Steve? Are you Cancer?
June 28th.
Oh, 28th. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's right. I forget that you pay attention to that.
My people.
Yeah.
Because I'm Gemini. I'm coming up.
Yeah.
She's coming up.
It's
thrilling. It's not a big one, but it's one of those ones that make you go, really?
You're like, huh? Yeah. So what else, Carolyn, what else you got popping?
Yeah, I mean, last time we talked to you, you know, your schedule is always full. Your dance card is always full.
I'm doing a lot of writing. First of all, hanging around, flying, you know, trapezing, because it's the only thing that really keeps me in shape that I just love. I just love it. Throwing yourself in the air. It's fantastic. But I'm doing a lot of writing. Wrote a couple of scripts during COVID. Went to Atlanta. Thank you, Timothy Woodward, for a film called Relentless.
Nice.
Amazing.
What else is coming?
Well, and when you say, so you wrote a couple of scripts. Are you dipping back into the novel? Not the novel world.
I've had this novel ongoing, which is a novel for adults, for many years. And I really, because it's creepy and fabulous, and I should.
Is it Pandora Grown Up or no?
No. But it's a different take on a fictional character.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
So I've been writing screenplays. I've had a couple of partners, and I've been writing some screenplays. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I know you always have your hand in the commercial market too. How is the, you know, submitting your, you know, self tapes for commercials? How's that work for you?
Those have been few and far between because of COVID and because of taping at home and things like that. But it's been great. I've got a place where I do it and they tell you exactly how to submit it. Nothing has ever really worked.
Right. Well, I mean, it's funny. I just did a couple a few weeks ago and for the first time. And I was like, I looked at all the instructions and I was like, oh my God, this is tedious. Yeah. And then I did it. And I was like, oh, with my own framing, with all this stuff, some of the ridiculous things that you do for commercial auditions, when you know your own framing and you can set it up, like I had to drive like I had to pretend like I was driving a tractor for fun with a wrecking ball and like, like swinging on a wrecking ball or something like that. And
a big crane.
And I had to pretend like, so like I'm swinging through the frame and like, if I'm in a room with someone shooting me wide, God, that feels ridiculous.
Yes.
But when I see I'm in a small frame like this, I can do a bunch of different takes. And like, it actually was, I was like, oh, I like this.
Did you book it?
No.
That's okay. It's all right.
But
that's all right.
The fact that I don't have to fly down or drive down from Sacramento to LA for a commercial audition.
Oh my gosh. Which, amazing. By the way, driving down from Sacramento to let's say Santa Monica, like the studios and like commercial studios, it takes as long as driving from Burbank.
It's true.
To Santa Monica.
It's true.
It's true.
It might actually.
Yeah.
Insanity.
So, I hope it can, selfishly, I hope it continues because it allows me to put my hat back in the ring which I haven't been for a long time.
For commercials.
It's awesome.
For commercials. I love that.
Yeah.
For anything else, primetime, I gotta be in the room.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I've
been reading all these things about like, you know, it is hard. It is hard when you're sneaking self-tapes in at home with a wife and two kids, it is hard to really have that freedom to connect in any sort of self-tape. It's so hard.
Connect with people in the room and get direction, because you're not, they're looking at one take and they're saying, eh, right. She didn't get it.
Well, and they
But if you were to direct me in the room, then you get it. And not only that, but it shows that you're directable, which is a tremendous quality. It's a wonderful quality.
For sure.
But they don't see that.
And to feel somebody's energy and charisma, you just can't do that through video all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's something special on being in person, for sure.
Yeah.
Completely.
So.
Yeah. Completely. Although now they love it this way, because instead of taking the time for the casting director to go out, call the name, taking those seconds to walk in the room. Hello, everybody. You do your thing. You're directed. You're not. You walk out.
Now they just sit and watch a video.
That's 5, 6, 7 minutes. Maybe longer.
You can see more people, for sure.
See, are you kidding? Instead of 25 people for a role, you can see 250 people for a role. It's just,
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Right.
Yeah. So, well, thankfully, we all have jobs already.
Yeah, buddy.
You know,
yes, it's
gosh,
amazing.
You know, it's always something that we're grateful for. But as you know, especially in this past year when we were back to work in August, and it is so nice to be where we are doing what we're doing. And
very grateful.
It's incredible gratitude.
Yeah, totally.
And for the work to be celebrated in your two cases, I mean, come on.
Awesome.
So
what a gift. What a gift.
Indeed. We are so thrilled for you.
Yeah, Carolyn, we're so happy for you. We love you.
Can't wait
so
to
much.
See what you decide
I love
to wear.
You, Dad.
We love you.
What I wear?
You always have great choices.
Yes, it's a fabulous sort of light turquoise.
Ooh, I like it.
It was offered to me, and I said yes.
Yes, perfect. I mean that's the I mean
because the hair, one thing. You know, the hair. I think, am I the only redhead on the show? Maybe.
Spinelli used to date a redhead, but she isn't around much.
Oh, will you let that go already?
Perhaps the other redheads are natural redheads, so that's something to be said about that. But
sure.
I think I'm the only redhead on the show. I could be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
well, it suits
to
you.
Seeing
it suits you.
Someday,
and you're right. So. That combination of your, what, Ray, not raven haired. What is the flag? No. What is the term for red?
Red.
Oh, yeah. But you know, the flaxen is, no, raven's black.
Flaxen
is,
I think flaxen is blonde.
Blonde. You know,
black.
I learned all these through Carmen Sandiego.
This is going
I'm
well.
A bit of a
this
chestnut.
Is going well.
This is, okay, anyway,
chest
anyway,
right.
But that in turquoise, amazing. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
can't wait for it.
And
Carolyn Hennessy, congratulations and thank you.
Look,
thank you, darling. I love you all so much.
Love you too, Carolyn.
Many kisses.
So much.
Thank you. You're awesome.
All right,
awesome.
Get back out on that trapeze.
I know. I've got to go back and swing.
Swing it. Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
awesome.
See you guys
thank you.
Soon, I hope.
I'll
I
see
hope.
You Sunday, Carolyn.
I will see you Sunday.
All right.
Bradford, I
awesome.
Love you so much. Kiss the
love
family.
You, dear.
Steve, kiss the family.
I will,
and,
for sure.
And we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds great.
Mwah.
See you,
thank
baby.
Thank you.
Bye.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably, probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big.